With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says Hamas must, in his words, be good or risk being eradicated.
We're going to give it a little chance, and hopefully there will be a little less violence. But right now, you know, they're violent people. Hamas has been very violent, but they don't have the backing of Iran anymore. They don't have the backing of really anybody anymore. They have to be good. And if they're not good, they'll be eradicated.
And the president says his team continues to work for what he hopes will be a peaceful solution, even though it's far from guaranteed.
We're going to give it a little chance, and hopefully there will be a little less violence. But
as the government shutdown enters its fourth week, Senate Republicans headed to the White House, not for urgent talks on how to end it, but for display of unity with President Trump. Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader John Thune said the GOP has no plans backing down to Democrat demands for about $1.5 trillion in new spending.
I don't know what Democrats are looking for. But if they're looking for Republicans to give in to their hostage-taking, they should think again.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer dismisses any show of GOP strength and unity.
Staying strong against helping Americans who desperately need a fix to the health care crisis.
President Trump gains a court victory in the battle to deploy National Guard troops to Portland, Oregon.
Federal appeals court has ruled President Trump can take command of 200 Oregon National Guard troops. But Governor Tina Kotek points out,
until the district court acts on the second temporary restraining order, National Guard members from Oregon, or from other states for that matter, cannot be deployed.
That second order issued after deploying California National Guard troops to Oregon. The Trump administration has argued the legal reasoning underlying the two orders is the same, making the second also invalid. It's argued the troops are needed to protect federal property from protesters. I'm Ben Thomas.
And this is SRN News. ChatGPT is now set to offer its own version of pornography. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
OpenAI, the company that owns the popular chatbot, says it will be able to, quote, engage in erotica for verified adults. Since becoming available 3 years ago, ChatGPT has banned mature content. But now CEO Sam Altman says his company is, quote, not the elected moral police of the world. The announcement that ChatGPT will be providing smut comes even as parents are expressing concerns about how their children are using the device already. Michael Harrington reporting.
International Christian Concern says there's a real genocide going on in Nigeria, and the global media seems to be ignoring it. Muslim terrorists have murdered tens of thousands of Christians in Nigeria over the past 15 years with no end in sight. A new report from the International Society for Civil Liberties and the Rule of Law reveals the terrorists are destroying several churches, too. This is SRN News. The U.S. and Australia have signed a critical minerals deal in response to China's tougher export rules. Here's correspondent Greg Cluxton.
During a White House meeting, President Trump and Australian Prime Minister Albanese hailed the agreement.
In about a year from now, we'll have so much critical mineral and rare earths that you won't know what to do with them.
We can continue to take what is every opportunity to improve the relationship even further.
The leaders described it as an $8.5 billion deal between allies. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And a reminder on Monday of just how fragile the international economy can be when it is all linked together and can have problems, like Amazon's cloud computing service did yesterday. It disrupted its internet use around the world, and the outage took down a broad range of online services, including social media, gaming, and food delivery. More from SRNNews.com.